Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention. When behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. They shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
According to tradition, Anne and Joachim could not have children, but they're very generous, and they had means. So they divided their wealth in three different categories. They gave a third of their wealth to the temple, another third of their wealth they gave to the poor, the other third they kept them to themselves. So instead of giving 10%, they gave about 70%. That's pretty generous. So as a result of that, because of their generosity, God gave them the greatest gift. The greatest gift was Mary, the mother of God, our mother, the mother of the church. So on this day in which you celebrate Mary, see if we can give Mary many gifts. But I would suggest at least three. Today the school prayed the rosary. Try to keep praying the rosary. On Mary's birthday, of course, in the year of Fatima, of course, in October, which will be the month of the rosary. But I think it's a good idea to pray the rosary every day. Find those 15 minutes. Second would be, it's a good idea to read good books on Mary. I'm not promoting my book, but I'd like to promote another book, and that would be possibly the greatest book ever written on Mary. The two greatest books I think ever written on Mary were St. Louis de Mont for True Devotion, and then, of course, The Glories of Mary, written by St. Alfonso Liguori. Glories of Mary, St. Alphonse was a prolific writer. But that, according to himself, that was his greatest. Others he would just write and that would be it. But this one he wrote and he rewrote and he rewrote and he rewrote. And I don't know if you've ever read it. I mean, you open up at any place, you can tell that this man was inspired by God when he wrote The Glories of Mary. which is he takes a Hail Holy Queen and word for word he explains it from the Old Testament, the New Testament, the fathers of the church, the doctors of the church, up to the 18th century when he lived. It's the greatest compilation on Mary by far ever written. So if you haven't read The Glories of Mary, it's worth reading. It's worth reading. One little story in the life of Saint Alphonsus is at the end of his life, he had a lot of health problems. And one was he couldn't see that well and he couldn't hear that well. And so he asked one of his brothers, because he's the founder of the Redemptorists, the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, to read him some spiritual book to inspire him. So the brother got next to him and started to read the book. And Alphonsus was just fascinated by what he was listening to. And he stopped and he said, "Whoever wrote that book, that man is a saint." And he said, "Tell me, who was the one that wrote the book?" So the brother read, "Bishop Alphonsus Liguori." So reading on Mary can inspire devotion toward her. And the last thing is this. You read True Devotion to Mary. Remember that number, the 10 virtues of Mary. So knowledge generates love. Love generates imitation. Imitation generates transformation. There's a dynamic. Okay? If we know someone like Mary, we love her. Love her, we want to imitate her. Wouldn't it be beautiful to be able to say at the end of our life, no longer I who live, but Mary who lives in me? No longer I who live, but Jesus and Mary who lives in us. So let's pray that this will be the best year of Mount Royal Academy. Amen? Good prayer? That this is going to be the best year. And we're going to place that on the altar, place that in Mary's hands and her heart, that extraordinary blessing will descend upon Derek and Matt and the teachers and the workers and the children. It'll just be a year filled with grace. And I really believe that God's going to hear my prayer because Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive." So we ask, we will definitely receive this special grace. Amen.